Off the Ball, GAA.
Like the names you mentioned there, they have a lot of medals, and Howard probably the standout of all of them. But there could be a bit of mind games too by Gerard Brennan in this as well. Like, you can guarantee, like, we're all asking the question, who's he on about? And you can guarantee the players that are going to be at home going, is he on about me? And when they're turning up to training probably tonight, maybe there's a bit more oomph in him.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
John Daly, your debut season out at Waterford fastly approaching. How are you looking forward to it?
No, I'm really looking forward to it. It's an exciting time. Plenty of new players, new faces in the building, so looking forward to the season officially starting next week.
Obviously, you mentioned those new faces, like, you've been very busy during this transfer window. Like, how have they been all gelling in?
Yeah, I think we've had to be. I think when we looked at it over the whole, I think 15 players left the club, so we've brought 11 in at the moment, so there's still kind of scope to bring one or two more in, hopefully. But it's obviously very difficult when you bring in that many players to get them to gel, but they've been training well, they've been working hard, so I can't really have any complaints at the moment.
Obviously, you'll be looking to avoid what happened last season, getting to a playoff relegation final. You know, how do you go about, I suppose, making sure that you get started on the right foot?
Yeah, I think we've identified defensively the club need to be better, and I think the team needs to be better, should I say. So if we can be a bit tighter at the back, we certainly have enough firepower up front and in the attacking areas that we feel we can score goals against most teams.
Defensively, the likes of John Mahan adds so much depth to that squad, doesn't it?
Yeah, great experience as well. He's played at a good level, knows the league inside out, so he's looked good in pre-season. I've obviously had to try and manage. We came in a bit later than some of the other guys, so he adds real experience and leadership to the back line for us. And you know, he's obviously been captain of Sligo as well, which, you know, he brings in types of character that he is as well, so looking forward to seeing him playing an official game for Waterford in the next couple of weeks.
Was it vital for you, I suppose, to fill that gap left by Andy Boyle at the end of last season?
Yeah, I think a lot of defenders left the club, and it's something that we've had to rectify and bring in. So bringing in John Hayden Khan, we've obviously got young Ronan Mansfield, who's looked a really good prospect as well. So probably need to try and get one more within the next week or so if we can, before the window shuts. But I think what we have there at the moment, we're relatively pleased with.
How much experimentation have you gotten to sort of play around with during the pre-season? I know you had a 1-0 win against Wexford there recently in a pre-season game, but have you had a chance to kind of rotate the squad quite a bit to see what fits you best?
Yeah, I think that's, I'm sure most managers will probably tell you the same, that it's about, you know, pre-season is about fitness, about getting the fitness levels up and making sure that everybody's on a kind of level playing field. But yeah, we've played about with different kind of partnerships and different trying to get different chemistries going with different players. So I think that's what pre-season's for. But ultimately now it's getting to the business end of pre-season, that the season starts in a week's time or so. So it's making sure that we play balls on Friday, and then we go into the season starting next week. So trying to make sure we're ready to go come next Friday.
No easy start as well. Shelburne, first game of the season.
Yeah, fantastic side, and they've had couple of really good seasons, and they backed up obviously winning the league previous season with a really positive season last year. I think Joey's done really well, he's signed well, they've got a really good squad there, and they've just built on what they've had, and they've brought in a couple of players to add to that. And that's kind of, you know, from a manager's point of view, that's probably the dream scenario, is that you have a squad together, you have a team together, and you're just adding, you know, little sprinkles of quality to that. And I think they've done that really well, and it's a difficult start. We're obviously aware of that, and we'll obviously go into the game fully prepared and, you know, stone left unturned to make sure we're ready for that game.
John Daly, thank you so much, and best of luck with the season ahead.
Thank you.
On episode 2 of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors podcast, the stories behind the transfers that almost happened but just about didn't. Focuses on one of the greatest of all time, Pelé.
Pelé. Baba, back to Pelé. Now what's he going to do? He's got the third! Oh, beautiful goal!
And how the Santos superstar nearly swapped Brazil for Hanover. And how a Nazi ice machine salesman nearly pulled the deal off.
Brazil! Pelé! Capita!
dropping in your OTB Football podcast feed this Monday. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors.
Roger Hammond, staring down the barrel of yet another League of Ireland season. How are you feeling?
Yeah, excited again. Pre-season just about over. I think everyone is, all the players are always happy when that gets to that stage and we start to look forward to the game. So really excited about the season ahead, and hopefully it'll be a bit better than it was last year.
Obviously a lot of new faces this time around. How's it been sort of settling into training? Does it feel almost like you're at a new club this stage?
In some ways, yeah. A lot of new faces, as I said. Some very good players have been signed. And obviously new management as well, which has been really good for us. The gaffer's come in, he's been really good so far. His assistant, Richard Foster, has been excellent too, and it's been really enjoyable pre-season so far, which is, I suppose, very hard to say something like that as a player, in pre-season being enjoyable. But we're all excited for the season ahead and trying to implement the ideas of the manager ahead of the season. And as I said to you, hopefully we can get a good start.
What's it like, I suppose, you know, when new players come in, it's usually... The idea is that there are probably maybe one or two experienced players and then a lot of younger talent comes in. But for Waterford, it seems like a lot of really experienced, high-quality players have come in this transfer window. And even experience and leadership-wise, you look at Luke Heaney and you look at John Mahan, like, coming into the squad. Like, how much of a difference do they make to your squad?
Yeah, the likes of John coming in is huge for us. Like, I obviously played against John for the last couple of years, and he's a very difficult player to play against. He's very physical, and it's probably a little bit maybe where we lacked it last year, having that physicality but in both boxes, for attacking set plays and for defensive stuff. And John's a proper defender, and he's a very good player. So, you know, signings like himself, other players have come in, Evan McLaughlin, Benny Couto, Conor Carty, obviously I think Colin's probably the big signing, even though he was there last year, but to have him on a permanent deal is huge for the club, and it shows the ambition of the club as well. It's been very good having those players embedded in.
Obviously, you won't want to be reflecting what happened last season, getting to that playoff relegation final. What do you think has changed, I suppose, since that game, that you kind of see maybe a bit of a different outlook this time around going into the beginning of the season?
Obviously we've lost a few players, some that, you know, would have been good friends of mine and good players, but, you know, it's football, you move on, and everything is evolving all the time, and you're trying to make the squad better. And I think we've, as it stands, a better squad, a stronger squad now at the moment. Obviously, another manager probably wants to bring in another couple of players as well, but, you know, we've everyone who's buying into the ideas of the manager, and hopefully this year is, like, you know, a bit more stability for the club, and we can kick on from, you know, suppose when Matt came in last year towards the back end of the season and got a few good results. And as I said, hopefully we are looking at a season that's kind of upwards rather than looking behind us the whole way through and hoping for other people to save us at different times.
What is the, I suppose, objective this year? Because last season it was very much, you had a solid mid-table finish, and then you were looking at maybe hopefully challenging for some European spots. Has last season's sort of derailment almost down to that relegation promotion playoff, has that changed your objectives for this season?
Look, I think there's been a lot of change at the club, so first of all, you want to start off as good as you can the first kind of series of games and build on that. And obviously a club like Waterford is probably looking at a cup competition, having not won it for X amount of years. It's a long, long time to be without a trophy at the top level. So, you know, a good cup run can really, you know, spur you on for the following season, as we saw with Drogheda a couple of years ago when they won the cup, and they went on to have a really good season last year. So, you know, that's the type of thing we need to be looking at. Obviously, it's going to be very difficult this year to try break into that top half of the table with the teams that are on show in that half, and probably the budgets that they have compared to maybe the ones in the other five. So it's going to be really difficult, but, you know, it's a challenge that we're up for.
It's not an easy start to the season either with Shelburne.
I seem to play Shells in the first game of the RSC every time. This third year in a row. Our first home game has been against Shelburne, and they're the games you want to play in. You want to play against good players, you want to play against good teams. Obviously, we were welcoming the champions this time last year when it was our first home game of the season. And, you know, they're great battles, always. And look, it doesn't matter who you play, it's always going to be a tough game. But obviously, it's just, we're really, really looking forward to it. It's been a while since we've obviously had a game with supporters there. Obviously, a lot of the pre-season games being behind closed doors. So I know they're really looking forward to it, and hopefully it's a good start to the season for us.
We've seen Waterford go on really good runs of form and then on really bad runs of form. You know, how important is it to get a really good result at the beginning of the season? Like, does that really set you up for success going forward, do you think? Or does it matter that much?
I think ultimately it doesn't really matter. You can win your first couple of games of the season, still go on to have a really difficult season. I think consistency is the key for us this year. You know, clean sheets and becoming hard to beat is really important for us, and if we can do that, you know, that'll always give us a chance on the other end of scoring goals and winning games, and ultimately that's what you want to do. But I think consistency is the big thing for us this year, and trying to become more unfortunately consistent and not Jekyll and Hyde like we were last year. There was some games we were excellent than last year, and then we could turn up the next game and a bit of pressure on us, and it's gone the other way. But we're hoping that this year we can be a more solid year for us, and there won't be those games where you're looking and going, oh, 7-8 games without a win, and hopefully still the way around and you're 7-8 games without a loss, and trying to build off that.
I know you've mentioned it already, but with so many new faces, that make it difficult to get that consistency going, because anything you would have had from last season has changed so drastically going into this season?
I don't know, look, time will tell, I suppose, on that one. We've been obviously working really hard in pre-season, and everyone's getting to know each other on as much as we can, and you know, we've trained a lot. The manager has a style he wants to play, and we've been working on that throughout pre-season, and that's all it's about. It's about building towards the first game of the season and kicking on from there. And look, if you can get a good result in the first couple of games of the season, it probably brings the supporters on your side even more. And so that's something this year that they've been excellent for us the last few years, but we need to give them something to shout about, give them a little bit more excitement, and a happier season than probably what the back half of the seasons, the last two seasons, have been for the club, whereas we've started okay in them. It's just about, you know, kicking on towards the rest of the season rather than actually falling backwards and then looking behind us.
So, Cam, thank you so much, and best of luck with the season ahead.
No problem, thank you.